the hoofbeats pound as they race across the ground, and the clatter of the wheels as they spun round and round. He galloped in the market street, his badge upon his chest. His name was Ernie. He drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Ernie loved a widow, a lady known as Sue. She lived all alone at Lidley Lane at number 22. They said she was too good for him. She was haughty, proud, and chic. Ernie got his cocoa there 3 times every week. They called him Ernie.
Ernie.
And he drove the fastest milk car in the West. She said she liked to bathe in milk. He said, "All right, sweetheart." And just one day when he finished work, he loaded up the cart. He said, "You want it pasteurized? 'Cause pasteurized is best." She said, "Ernie, I'd be happy if it comes up to my chest." And that tickled old Ernie. He drove the fastest milk car in the West. Ernie had a rival, an evil-looking man, called Two-Ton Ted from Tennington, and he drove the baker's van. He tempted her with his treacle tarts and his tasty oatmeal bread, and when she saw the size of his hot meat pies, she damn near turned her head. She nearly swooned at his macaroon, and he said, "If you treat me right, you'll have hot rolls every morning and crumpets every night." She knew once he saw his layered cake, he'd have his wicked way. But all Ernie had to offer was a pint of milk a day. Poor Ernie. He drove the fastest milk car in the West. One lunchtime, Ted saw Ernie's horse and cart outside her door. It drove him mad to find it was still there at 4:30. And as he leapt down from his van, hot blood through his veins did course. And he went across the street to Ernie's car, and he drop-kicked his horse. His name was Trigger. He pulled the fastest milk car in the West. Ernie rushed down into the street, his gold top in his hand.
"If you want to marry Susie, you'll fight for her like a man."
"Why don't we play cards for her?"
he sneeringly replied.
"And just to make it interesting, we'll have a shilling on the side."
Now Ernie dragged him from his van beneath the blazing sun. They stood there face to face, and Ted reached for a bun. But Ernie was too quick. Things didn't go the way Ted planned, and a strawberry-flavored yogurt stick came spinning from his hand. Now Susie ran between them and tried to keep them apart. And Ernie pushed her aside. A rock cake caught him under his heart. And he looked up in pained surprise as a concrete hardened crust of a stale pork pie caught him in the eye. And Ernie bit the dust. Poor Ernie. He drove the fastest milk car in the West. Ernie was only 52. He didn't want to die. Now he's gone to make deliveries in that milk round in the sky. Where customers are angels, ferocious dogs are banned, and the milkman's life is full of fun in that fairy dairy land. But a woman's needs are many-fold. Soon she married Ted. What strange things happened on their wedding night as they lay in their bed? Was that the trees a-rustling, or the hinges of the gate, or Ernie's ghostly gold tops rattling in their crate? They won't forget Ernie. He drove the fastest milk car in the West.